KJAN Sports.
It's time for high school basketball on KJAN. We send you now a live to the Exira EHK versus Nottoway Valley game. Here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Southwestern Community College in Crestor tonight for high school basketball this evening here on KJAN. Jim Field along with Chris Parks getting ready for a boys class 1A sub-state championship game. Tonight is Nottoway Valley. It's set to face off against Exira EHK this evening in what we hope will be a very solid basketball game here tonight between these two clubs. Should be an interesting matchup here this evening with these two basketball teams both coming with some solid records. Nottoway Valley at 21-2 on the season, Exira EHK 22-1. And I think what we're going to see is two teams that love to move the basketball up and down the floor.
Yeah, they're two teams that really like to get up and down the floor as quick as they possibly can. And, you know, of course, they like to do a lot of things in transition, like play, you know, kind of that quick-paced defense as well that sparks their transition offense, moving out and getting up and down the floor. So, yeah, we should see a lot of good, quick action here tonight between two teams that they like to play that way because they're both very athletic in that manner as well.
Absolutely, and they both had the win to get here, and both teams picking up three victories along the way here to get to this point. For Nottoway Valley, they defeated East Union 74-25. Were never challenged in that ball game as they ran it out real quick. T.J. Power, the big sophomore, had 31 points in that basketball game along with 12 rebounds to lead the way, and Dan Ursham also with 10 points in that contest. Alex Welsh had a 14.12 rebound performance in that game. Second round for Nottoway Valley, they beat Mount Air 72-55 as Ursham topped out with 29 points, and T.J. Bauer with a dozen points and 10 rebounds to lead the way. Alex Welsh also had a 15-rebound night along with 8 points for the Wolverines. And then in their last game, they held off Murray 69-60. In fact, they rallied to make sure of that win with a 15-9 fourth quarter. They put that game away as they got pretty good production from T.J. Bauer with 25 points and 11 rebounds. He was 11 of 14 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the arc. That's a pretty solid night. Also a dozen points for Kyle Thompson, 11 for Alex Welsh, and a 10-point night for Brad Bowdler in that contest. So Nottoway Valley gets some pretty good offensive performances and some good glass work by some of their key players.
Yeah, looking over their stats, especially in those postseason games, they really got guys that can really explode for a lot of points. Of course, Bauer's been the one throughout the season that's really done it for them, but they've got other guys that can step up and get into double figures in a hurry and really score a lot of points. The Welsh kid has a lot of size, and he's very athletic and can score the basketball, and they've got some other guys that can shoot the ball on the outside well also. So, yeah, a team that really gets a lot of good production from a lot of different guys.
Well, good size in there, too, and that's going to be something that Exira EHK is going to see perhaps really for the first time this year, as they put together some pretty good performances in the postseason as well. The Spartans beating Stanton 66-41 in the tournament, a 19-point night for Zach Himmelberg, 11 for Dayton Rasmussen, 10 for Dylan Parker in that game. Also, Preston Waymire had 11 points in that contest. Good production all around. They beat Exira EHK beat Adair Casey in a game we had for you here on the radio, 47-36. It was kind of a sluggish performance, but they got the job done. 22 points, 10 boards for Zach Himmelberg, as he was really the anchor for them in that contest. And then also in their district final, they beat Cam, a conference rival, by a score of 51-42 as they jumped out to a lead in the first half and were able to hang on throughout the rest of that basketball game. In that contest, a 14-point effort for Zach Himmelberg, 14 also for Dayton Rasmussen as they led the way. 22 of 38, a real good shooting night for Exira EHK. They didn't throw up a lot of shots, but they shot very well in that basketball game. So that's how they kind of lined up getting to this point so far here in the postseason. Two teams on the floor getting ready, and yikes, are we going to have a crowd here tonight? It is jam-packed here at Southwestern Community College. If you don't lose a couple of pounds tonight at the basketball game, you're just not trying. It's a warm night here in the gymnasium. We'll take a timeout, and we will have more for you as we continue to take a look at these teams during our pregame show here tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography, located at 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography, located in downtown Atlantic. McAdie Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and a complete brake service. McAdee Tire and Service Center, located at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night. Regardless of distance, Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492, Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919.
Jim Neal, Chris Marks back with you here in Creston tonight at Southwestern Community College for this boys' Class 1A sub-state final game this evening between Nottoway Valley and Exira EHK. As we said, pretty good matchups between these two basketball clubs. They both have some impressive players, and there's really not a lot of crossover here between these two teams when you try to take a look and see if you can compare and contrast some of the scores and things from during the regular season. Of course, the Nottoway Valley Wolverines play in the Pride of Iowa Conference, and not a lot of crossover there as the Elkhorn and the Exira EHK plays out of the Rolling Hills Conference. They only had one common opponent during the course of the season, and that was Cumberland Anita Messina. That was Cam, the only common opponent. And, of course, Exira EHK played them three times this year, twice in conference. They lost at Cam back on December the 20th, and they won at home against the Cougars on January the 31st. That was a 13-point win, 68-55. And, of course, their last game here in the district final was against Cam as well, a 51-42 victory. And for Nottoway Valley, they played Cam back on January the 7th in Anita, and that was a 64-40 victory over the Cougars for Nottoway Valley. So not really a lot to base things on as far as common opponents go for these two clubs. So it's really kind of tough to get a read on them and contrast and compare because the conferences are so much different as well. But from a style of play standpoint, they both like to do a lot of the same things. They both like to play aggressive defense. They both like to move the ball up and down the floor. And, of course, Chris, they both have their key go-to players.
Yeah, you know, they both got players they know they can rely on. And it's always tough this time of year to try to compare teams that really haven't, matched up, extremely well through with different teams that they have a common opponent throughout the year. But it should be interesting. And we know they both have good wins under their belt as well. So it's pretty easy to know that these teams are very talented. But, leading the way for Nottoway Valley, they've got T.J. Bauer, who averages 17 points per contest. He shoots 58% from the field and 42% from the three-point range as well. Doesn't shoot a ton of them, but he's pretty accurate when he's there, and also an 85% free-throw shooter, so a really good player overall there for Nottoway Valley. And also they have Alex Welch out there, the big man who scores about 15 points per contest, and he really does a lot of work, of course, doing that and then rebounding the basketball for him as well. He's got 187 rebounds on the year leading away for the team. And Dan Ursham is kind of their outside shooter. He's taking the most three-pointers on the season. He's 56% from the three-point line, so a guy that you really got to watch on the outside, and he'll average about 13 points a contest. Dean Frank also averages 11, so they've got four guys that are averaging in double figures on the season and really can do a lot of damage shooting the ball, and they average about 68 points per game as a team.
Well, and they're long as well. That helps on defense, too, with a team like that. You've got a guy like T.J. Bauer at 6'3", and Ursham at 6'2", and they actually look a little taller than that. And then you've got Welsh down low at 6'7". All these guys can spread the arms. Matt Harm can come off the bench at 6'5", for you. So, you know, it sometimes changes the passing lanes. It changes the way you attack offensively when you have teams that can play defense with a lot of long arms stretched out.
Yeah, and that will be a definite factor here tonight, and we'll see that. They do a lot blocking the basketball as well. We mentioned Welsh with his rebounds, but he has blocked 101 shots on the season as well, so he can really frustrate some guys inside. Take a look at the Spartans. They're led on the season by Zach Himmelberg, their big man as well. 18 points on the season averaging per game this year for Himmelberg. He shoots about 58% from the field. He's a really good guy that will do a lot of his work down low, and he goes to lead the way out there scoring-wise. Dayton Rasmussen averages 13 points per game. He shoots 54% from the field and doesn't take a ton of three-pointers, but he's a guy that can put it up from out there. And he shoots a 70% free-throw shooter there as well. Also, Preston Waymeyer averaging about 9 points per game, another guy that will work hard, use his body to get some space. And Spencer Smith, he's kind of the spark plug guy, a lot of energy on the floor when Spencer Smith is out there. He's averages 8 points per contest and shoots about 45%. From the floor, and he's a guy that'll get in there and get a lot of steals as well. He leads the team with 68 steals on the season and can wreak a lot of havoc that way.
Yeah, they're not going to see a whole lot of players that are much quicker than Spencer Smith out there, especially defensively, and that could turn into points. And that's one of the keys for both of these teams. They both like to turn defense into offense real quick if they can come up with some points on the run off the steals in the ballgame. So that's a key point for them as well. Two teams out finishing up the pregame shoot-arounds here as we get ready for the start of our contest here tonight. I'll take another timeout. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon Riding Mowers and Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. They carry a wide selection of Briggs & Stratton and Kohler parts. Plus, they sell all types of tires and are a Kruger seed dealer. Stop in and see Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, give them a call. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating is your train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Stop by 134 4th Street in Fontenelle or give them a call at 877-838-8580. The Sports Bar and Grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic.
Chris Marks back with you here in Preston tonight at Southwestern Community College, getting set for the start of our basketball game here this evening. Take a look at the starting lineup for these two clubs here tonight. The visiting team this evening will be Exira EHK. They're in their road maroon uniform with the white and black lettering and trim. And here's how the Spartans will line up for the ball game here tonight. Coach Doug Newton has his team at 22-1 on the season. And they'll go like this. It'll be Dayton Rasmussen, a 6 foot 1 inch tall and a senior. Cale Hoffleen, a 6'1 senior, will start out. Run along with Spencer Smith, a 5'10 and a senior. Zach Himmelberg, a 6'6 senior down low. Preston Waymeyer, 6'2 and a senior. Are your starting five tonight? And Himmelberg is he's one of the key guys. The offense a lot of times runs through him.
Yeah, as we mentioned, he averages 18 points per ball game. The guy was 58% from the floor, and a guy that can really do a lot of damage. Also leads the team in boards, 219 on the season as well.
On the other side for the Nottoway Valley Wolverines, they are in the white home uniforms this evening with the purple and black lettering and trim. And for the Wolverines, Coach Daryl Burmeister's club, they are 21-2 on the season. And here's how they'll line up offense on the floor to start the contest here tonight. It'll be Brad Bowdler, a 5'11 junior out front, along with 5'11 senior Kyle Thompson, Dan Ersham, a 6'2 and a junior, T.J. Bauer, a 6'3 sophomore, and Alex Welsh, a 6'7 and a junior, the anchor inside, will be the starting five tonight for the Wolverines. And as we said, the Wolverines have a number of different options out there. Bauer had a great game here this last one out, but Ersham and Welsh can both do a lot of things, and Bowdler and Thompson, they can fill it up, too, when they're called on to do that, do more than just move the ball.
Yeah, with four guys averaging in double figures on the season, points per game, you know you got a lot of guys that you can really turn to for that offensive production.
All right, we will warn you here tonight that there's not a lot of room here this evening. In fact, there are a lot of people sitting up in the commons area. There's a glass-in commons area that overlooks one of the baskets here at Southwestern Community College, and a lot of folks can't hear what's going on out here because they can't hear the crowd, but they're sitting up there in that area watching the basketball game here this evening. We're sitting on the top row of the bleachers, so there's not enough room for us. We're on the top row of the bleachers here on the Exira EHK side, so we will warn you, it may get very, very loud in the course of the ball game tonight. We hope it does. That means we're seeing a good one here this evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please rise for the singing of the national anthem by Preston High School junior Matela.
Oh, say can you see the vision?
National Anthem this evening, performed by a Creston High School sophomore, I believe they said. Didn't catch the name, but that's the way that plays out here. They're going to introduce the starting lineups here tonight, and then we're going to have basketball here for you this evening, this Class 1A boys sub-state final. The winner moves on to the state basketball tournament, so no bigger stakes are available here tonight. That's what everybody plays for at the beginning of the season. Both of these teams came into the season with high expectations, and both are right where they wanted to be at this point. The downside is only one will be where they want to be at the end of this evening.
Yeah, and for the Spartans, you know, a lot of motivation out with a lot of different players that are, have a lot of leadership experience, and the seniors out there on the floor in Dayton Rasmussen, Kale Hoffleen, Spencer Smith, Himmelberg, Preston Waymeyer, Nolan Parker, they have a lot of seniors on their ball club, so you know they have that big motivation. This is their chance to get to the state tournament, and they want to take advantage of it here now. Compared to the Wolverines, who are a little bit more of a younger squad. We're usually very good about starting on time. We're going to start late tonight. I assume that's largely because they were working hard to try to get everybody shoehorned into this place here this evening. A big crowd on hand here tonight for the basketball game. And I don't know about you, but I'm already working up a good sweat here.
Yeah, it's getting warm in here.
It's getting real warm in here with that coat. So the two teams being introduced to the crowd here this evening as we get ready for basketball. Again, your lineup tonight for Nottoway Valley. In white, they're in their home white uniforms tonight. It's Brad Bowser and Kyle Thompson, a couple of 5'11 players out front. Bowser a junior, Thompson a senior. Dan Urshan, a 6'2 and a junior. T.J. Bauer, a 6'3 sophomore. And Alex Welch, a 6'7 junior, starting five for Coach Daryl Burmeister's Wolverines. For Zyra EHK, it's Dayton Rasmussen, a 6'1 senior. Kale Hoffleen, also a 6'1 and a senior. Spencer Smith, a 5'10 senior. Zach Himmelberg, a 6'6 senior. And Preston Waymeyer, a 6'2 and a senior. The starting five tonight for Doug Newton, Spartan, who are 22-1 on the season coming into tonight's basketball game. I think a big part of this game for Zyra EHK is going to be getting off to a decent start from the outside. They need to be able to knock down some outside shots tonight, because if they're going to depend on the inside game, and talking about Himmelberg and Waymeyer, it's going to be tough sledding tonight if that's all you've got to offer this evening against a smaller Nottoway Valley squad. So speed, quickness, and the ability to hit the jump shot, I think, are going to be key tonight for the Spartans.
Yeah, you know, and shooting the three-point shot is not something they like to rely on or do a lot. And they haven't shot, you know, terrific there from that point this season. But they've got some guys that can do it. So you're going to have to step up and knock a couple of those big shots down, you know, even if it's just a few. Where you're not talking about changing your whole strategy and setting the world on fire from the outside. But making a few of those shots can make a world of difference in changing the other team's defensive strategy. So they're really going to need to do that here early, like I said.
And we are ready to go. Two teams in the center circle. It's Himmelberg and Welsh, the big redhead in the center circle, ready to jump it up here tonight as we are ready to play basketball in this 1A district, a sub-state final. Pass is knocked over here to the near side, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Nottoway Valley. Spencer Smith tried to save it here on the sideline, stepped out, trying to tap it in, and the ball will belong to the Wolverines. So Nottoway Valley will have it first. They'll inbound here near center court. And immediately we got a quick stop. The official pointed the wrong direction, which is understandable. Neither team has gotten a chance to move up and down the floor quite yet. Wolverines with the basketball. Bowser with an out top on the dribble. As the Spartans set up in a man-to-man to start. Left side now, Kyle Thompson out off on the arc. Top of the arc now goes to Bauer. Right side, Fowler. He'll fire it all the way across. Thompson ahead, fake the drive of the baseline. The kick back is to the center. Ball knocked away loose and stolen. Tap free by Hoffleen. Now it's kicked around a bit as Spencer Smith knocked it loose, but it's picked up in the backcourt by Nottoway Valley. Right side Thompson on the arc for three. No good. Rebound inside. Yanked down by Bauer and a jump ball. Bauer pulled it down, but a nice job inside by Preston Waymeyer to tie it up, and the ball will turn over. Basketball belongs to Xyra EHK. In the battle, they almost threw it away. As in the backcourt, Kale Hoffleen tried to feed it to Himmelberg, was flashing pass up the floor. The ball hit him in the shoulder, came right back to him. Out of the front court, Smith here left side, out on the arc. They try to post down low. They kick it across. Hoffleen, the head fake, out top. Himmelberg down the lane. The one-hand floater is up and good. Zach Himmelberg makes it 2-0 in favor of Xyra EHK. Nottoway Valley front court. Thompson here on the right wing with it. They'll bring it out top on the dribble, and across it goes now to Urshan. left side Bowser. Long three try on the way, no good. Long rebound, comes right back to him. He'll take it down low. He's caught in no man's land. The kick out, left side, Hersham for three. That's no good. Rebound on the baseline to Smith. Don't let a few missed shots fool you. Nottoway Valley's not going to stop shooting.
Yeah, shooters. They'll keep putting them up all night long. They've got a lot of shooters out there.
Spencer Smith now with the ball front court for the Spartans. 2-0. Zyra EHK the lead. Baseline, Rasmussen, left side. The kick out, Himmelberg. The 15-footer up and good. Zach Himmelberg here, left side of the lane with a quick jumper and a quick timeout. And for my coach, Daryl Burmeister. And we've got a 30-second timeout here on the floor. So we're going to leave it right here. 6:21 left to go here in the first quarter. And the Spartans of Xyra EHK have jumped out to the early 4-0 advantage.
Well, and you like to see one of your star players get off to a great start here this evening as well. Himmelberg hitting a couple of quick jumpers and, you know, one from a little bit of distance there, that last shot. So that's going to make the defense even recognize that even a little bit further. And then, of course, you got other guys you can send down to the block and maybe play off of that. So a good early start here for the Spartans. Ball belongs to Nottoway Valley as we come back out of the timeout. A packed house.
Overflow crowd tonight here in Creston. Great atmosphere for a ball game.
Nottoway Valley down 4-0 with the ball. Bowser on the dribble to the front court now. Across the timeline, he'll leave it up top for Thompson. Thompson, Hersham now left wing. Hersham looking low, back across. Thompson the head fake, the dribble drive, the kick out. Knocked away out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be off of Bowser. Caught it wrong on a finger, too. Boy, Spencer Smith flashed out, got a hand on it, knocked it free, and it hit Bowser in the tip of the finger. He's shaking that hand. Ball turns over to the Spartans. Backcourt, Himmelberg with it, as he'll try to work it ahead. The head fake and the bounce pass. The head now to Hoffline. Hoffline to Himmelberg, and out top it's Dayton Rasmussen. They break the pressure in the backside now. Rasmussen gets the screen, goes right. Stops on the arc, looks down low, left side, Himmelberg. He drives the baseline, cut off by Welsh. Back out top, it comes again to Smith. He'll drive the lane. Stop and kick it across. Waymire, left elbow, and he walked with it. Waymire had a look there at the left elbow, but decided to head fake and drive to the basket. And that was his downfall. The turnover will give it back to Nottoway Valley. Up off the bench, Zach Kleinmesser, a 6'1 sophomore, will check into the ball game now as Bowser will check out. If you're going to immediately take a look at that finger, I think that might be bleeding. He might have caught that right on the tip of the finger. Might have done something to the fingernail there. They're taking a good look at him. That's his right hand, his shooting hand. Up the floor comes Nottoway Valley now. 5:35 left in the first quarter. As they get it across out top down. Left side, they work the ball on the perimeter. Bauer off to Hersham. Back out top. Now Welsh, left side. Welsh facing up. Guarded there. Spins, goes to the rack. Banker good. That's a long way to go with those long strides as he gets to the rack to the layup. 4-2 now the score. Xyra EHK the lead. It's really tough to defend there when a guy's that long and get to the hole in just a couple of quick steps.
Well, he's not just tall. He knows what he's doing with a basketball as well. Right side now. Hoff lean out on the arc with it for the Spartans. Off the dribble drive, left hand. In it goes now to Rasmussen, who cuts around. Back to Hoff lean just inside the arc. The jumper, good. Cale Hoff lean hits the left-hand jumper from 16 feet, left side of the free throw lane. It's 6-2 now. Spartans, 4:45 left to go in this first quarter. On the drive, Thompson, the kick out now. Kleinmesser back out top, Hersham. Hersham with it here, right side. The dump off here on the wing. Bauer on the perimeter, steps back, the head fake, the look in, the jumper, good. Nice look and play there by T.J. Bauer, the 6'3 sophomore. He's a well-put-together sophomore, too. Backcourt now, the Spartans try to break pressure. They lead 6-4. Smith now to Himmelberg, right side, Hoff lean. Head fake, he'll drive inside. Now the short jumper is good. Boy, a nice head fake to get the big guy Welsh off his feet. Off lane, hits the little eight-footer. 8-4 now in favor of the Spartans. 4 minutes left to play here in this first quarter. Left side, the lob. Welsh posting low in the lane. Ball knocked away, and we got our first foul of the evening. That's going to be Spencer Smith trying to sneak in and get a hand on that. And that'll be his first, team number one against the Spartans. As Bowser will check back into the lineup now, and this time it'll be Thompson checking out for the Wolverines. Wolverines ball here, right side, Bowser off the inbound. Down low, posting as well. She turns in traffic, banks it up, it rims out. Waymire on the defense, and it's Himmelberg with a rebound for the Spartans. Now Rasmussen to the front court. 3:45 left in the first quarter. Gets a screen, right side, goes that way, gives it to Himmelberg. Himmelberg out top, down in the corner. Smith, bounce feeds in. Preston Wehmeyer up over the big guy. No good. Rebound taken inside by a Welsh. Ahead quickly to Power. The long pass is too long over the head of Zach Kleimesser and out of bounds. The ball will turn back over to the Spartans.
Yeah, a little too quick there on the break, and a good idea, just a little bit too tall on the pass. 3.5 minutes left here in this first quarter. Himmelberg has the ball backcourt as he gets to center court and across to Rasmussen. No break pressure. 8-4 Spartans. Left side, Rasmussen out top of the arc on the dribble. Now leaves it for Smith way out top. Spencer Smith in the center circle. Remember, they're playing in a bigger gymnasium, too, but also a larger floor. This floor is 10 foot longer than they're used to. Into the lane, the step across. Rasmussen, the quick jumper with one hand, no good. The tap out, though, by Smith keeps it alive. Spartans have the ball. Smith outside on the arc with it. Smith will turn and bring it back out top. Smith, crossover, steps outside now and kicks it to the right side. On the wing, Hoff lean. Out top, Himmelberg. He'll drive the left side to the corner. Smith looks. He's behind the arc. Oh, way too long on the three ball. And the rebound out of the air taken by the Wolverines. Long pass up the floor. And we got an offensive foul. Spencer Smith, as Grant Talbert jumps in the air to try to throw a pass up the floor, landed on Smith. And that'll be an offensive foul. The first on Talbert, the first on the Wolverines. But the ball turns back over to the Spartans. 2:41 left in the first quarter. 8-4. Exira EHK on top. To the front court now with the basketball is Rasmussen. Rasmussen lobs it right side. Smith out on the arc, dumps it down low. Himmelberg, he'll turn, go to the rack. The layup, the wraparound, no good. Rebounded inside by the Wolverines. And they'll bring it back up the floor. Fowler, front court. Oh, and the ball knocked away and nicely. Himmelberg slashing out in front of Kleimesser, taps it out of bounds. 2:21 remaining in this first quarter. 8-4, Spartan lead it. Boy, really good defense played by both of these clubs, making every shot difficult. Left side now, Hersham driving to the rack. Shot blocked from behind. Taken away by Rasmussen. He'll run the floor. Up the right side, dumps it across. It's tipped, stolen away by Bauer, and it's out of bounds. Bauer jumps to try to throw the pass and save it down low, but it hits the back of the backboard. That's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans. Off the bench now for the first time, Dylan Parker will check into the ball game for the Spartans. He'll take the place of Cale Hoffleen. Spartans will inbound on the baseline. Now Himmelberg, right side, gets it in and dumps it right back. Parker, Himmelberg, baseline. He curls around Welsh. Bank shot up and good. Nice move by Himmelberg, and it's 10-4 now in favor of Exira EHK. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Right side, Kleimesser with it. Outside, Fowler on the wing. Fowler the head fake. Off the dribble. Tries to drive on Smith. Into the lane. The bounce feed across. It's out of bounds. He tried to go low to Welsh, but he just had too big an angle to navigate, and it's out of bounds. And a timeout can be asked for again by the Wolverines. And this will be just a 30-second timeout. So once again, we'll keep it right here. Wolverines have used both of their 30s already here in the basketball game, and they're really facing some good pressure defense. I tell you what, the Spartans, for being undersized down low as a group, are playing some good low-post defense. Yeah, they're really doing a good job of switching across, coming across, and creating traffic inside the lane and not allowing those easy passes, just like we just saw. They got in the way, and the angle became difficult, and he just ended up throwing it to no one because the angle was too hard to try to get it anywhere, and it was just a bad decision. But, yeah, the Spartans are really forcing them into some tough situations so far.
10-4 the score. Exira EHK the lead, and they'll have the basketball again with a minute 46 remaining in this first quarter. As we're back out of the timeout, Spartans will inbound backcourt. Himmelberg will try to key it in, and he does. Parker with it. Parker turns, fires it ahead to Himmelberg, and now they got a break. Himmelberg up the floor quickly, left side to Smith. Smith back inside Himmelberg. He turns and gets fouled. Himmelberg took it right down low, and as he spun on the bounce feed to go up with a shot, he got fouled underneath. And I think that's going to be the big guy. It's going to be Alex Welsh with the foul. That will be his first. Second team foul against the Wolverines. At the line, Himmelberg to shoot a couple. The first one is no good. So it's a really good start here tonight for Exira EHK. Minute 35 left, second free throw, good. So he gets one of the two, and it's the 11-4 now in favor of the Spartans. Ottawa Valley up the floor. Left side out of the wing. They dump it down low. Urshan into Welsh. Oh, he walked with it. Now he backs it back out. Boy, he got away with one. Bowder, long three is good from the side. Brad Fowler knocks down the triple. It's 11-7. Spartans with it. Himmelberg back court now looking for some help. Leaves it for Dayton Rasmussen, and he'll bring it across. Rasmussen out top, one-on-one with Fowler. Left side, Smith. Smith out off the arc to Himmelberg out high. Himmelberg at the top of the circle. A minute to go here in this first quarter. Rasmussen right wing with it now. He drives into the lane. The kick out. Smith left side open. The three is off the mark once again. Rebound to Urshan. Long with those threes. That one skimmed the other side of the rim. Up the floor, Bowdler quickly. Dumps it low. Underneath, Flymester. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He'll get free throw. Himmelberg from behind tried to swat at that. And he'll pick up his first foul. Team number two on the Spartans. Each team with two fouls whistled against them here in this first half quarter. 46 seconds now left to play in this first quarter as the Wolverines will go to the free throw line. The first one is no good. Well, that was halfway down and kicked out for Zach Flymester. And he'll get one more now. Second try here by Flymester. And the sophomore is on the way and good. Just one of his two. 11-8 now the score. And the Spartans throw it away. As they inbound, they toss it away, stolen by Bowser. They'll bring it out top now, 40 seconds left in the quarter. Three-point game now in favor of the Spartans. Welsh, right side baseline, fires it all the way across now into the corner. The three coming from Flymester, no good. Up high to get the rebound is Himmelberg. Spartans come away with it, down to 24 seconds left here in this first quarter, and they'll probably hang on to the final shot. Up the floor comes Rasmussen across the timeline. Smith here left wing. Smith with it, back out top. 13 seconds left. Rasmussen right side to Smith in the corner. 8 seconds. Smith on the dribble outside now. Right wing. Leaves it out top. Parker, 4 seconds. Three. Parker drives. The fall away on the elevation is good. That's the punter. Dylan Parker down the right side. Hits the little 13-footer on the fall away, and that's the quarter. 13-8. Spartans lead the Wolverines after one of this 1A boys upstate final back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are their trademarks of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Vantager, owner. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. Dedder Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans, stop by or call Dedder's today, 243-4514.
Welcome back here to Southwest Community College here in Creston as we head to the second quarter of basketball. It's a 13-8 ball game right now here. The Spartans have the lead here tonight over the Wolverines. And the Wolverines with the basketball to start this second quarter, working from left to right here. They get it inside, now dump it back out, and the three-pointer on the way. Rims out, no good there by Flymester. Rebound to the Spartans. On the run with it the other way is Dayton Rasmussen. He'll have it here left side and left wing. And we'll bring it back up towards the top of the key. We'll throw it across here to Cole Anderson. Anderson now back up top. It goes to Rasmussen. Back over to Anderson. Now up top, Parker. He'll pump fake and take a dribble. Now a nice bounce pass over to Wehmeyer. A head fake, and he'll kick it back out, but he threw it away. Right into the hands of Flymester. He'll run the other direction with the basketball and hand it off up top to Bob Bowler. Brad Bowler with the basketball. We'll dump it down low, force it in traffic to Welsh. He's able to corral it. In traffic, we'll kick it back out. Now they'll work it over left side. Left side to get the pass to Urshan. He'll hand it off now up top. Flymester back over to Bowler. And then a pass, a good ball, threw it out in front of Welsh. And it was way out in front of him. He couldn't track it down. They turned it back over. You know, Welsh was looking for the pass, but he looked away for a moment to see who was behind him. And that's when he threw the ball, so he never really thought. He was flat-footed. Inbound pass now here, and Rasmussen will bring it up across the timeline. Right, Dayton Rasmussen with the basketball and going to get a screen from Himmelberg. He'll go right side, now off to Himmelberg. He has it at the free throw line. Couple of dribbles, now back off to Rasmussen. Rasmussen with the basketball will dribble right side. Behind the back dribble, now pass off to Wehmeyer on the perimeter. Back up top, and they'll reset again. Rasmussen will throw right side over to Anderson. Anderson will lob down low to Wehmeyer on the block. Home fix, now kicks it back out. Anderson has it in the corner, now to Parker. Parker back to Anderson. Anderson the lob inside to Wehmeyer. Turn,
head fake, and get the shot over Welch that kicks it back out again. And the Spartans will once again reset out front with Rasmussen. Rasmussen, the left side pass to Anderson. One dribble in the pass to Himmelberg. Himmelberg working against Bauer. Will pick up his dribble and dump it off now and lost the pass and threw it out in front of Anderson. Anderson wasn't quite ready for it. It was an awkward pass and it goes out of bounds. Spartans turn things over. Kyle Thompson back in now here for the Wolverines as Zach Kleinmesser will check out. Spencer Smith back up off the bench here for the Spartans and Waymire is going to check out. 5:58 left to go here in this first half of basketball. It's 13-8 Spartans. Fowler out top with the ball. We'll throw it over here left side. Get it over to Ursham. Ursham now will drive into the left corner. He'll size the fire three and knocks it down. Dan Ursham, a guy that can really light it up from outside when he gets going, knocks down that one. And it's 13-11 up the floor. Rasmussen almost lost the handle on it, able to corral it again. We'll have it out front here. Rasmussen, the left side pass over to Anderson. Up top it goes. He threw it away. Fowler stole it away. A bad pass. Fowler up the floor. We'll hand it off in transition to Bauer. Slides in the lane. Shot on the way. The short five-footer no good. And a rebound pulled down by Himmelberg, and he gets fouled. They're going to whistle the foul there against T.J. Bauer, trying to get back after that rebound.
I tell you, Himmelberg is really doing a super job inside on the glass. He's really not giving anybody else a chance to even slide underneath him here. That's really what he needs to do because he's working as a tall player against a couple of other tall players on the other side.
Up the floor now. Here comes the Spartans. They'll inbound and lob it up ahead against pressure. Himmelberg has it on the run out left side. He'll dump it back up top here for Smith. 5:06 left to go. First half, 13-11. Xyra EHK on top. Rasmussen in the pass over to Smith. Smith now will try to lob it down low to Himmelberg. Himmelberg in traffic has it tipped and stolen. And it's stolen out of the hands that time of Thompson. Now up the floor, they're going to call a foul here. Recent foul against the Spartans. And it's going to be whistled against Spencer Smith. And he'll pick up the foul. That'll be number two on Smith. Ursham's going to check out here for the Wolverines as Kleinmesser comes back in. And Smith heads to the bench once again for the Spartans as well. Left side pass, Kleinmesser has it out on the arc, will dump it down on the baseline. A turnaround quick jumper is knocked down by Tim Hansen. Tim Hansen hits the 15-footer to go on the baseline, and now the Spartans will end down here with a tie ball game at 13 apiece. Up ahead on the pressure. Anderson gets it off to Hoffleen. Left-hand jumper. Randall come off the glass. Dale Hoffleen doing some work here for the Spartans this first half. It's 15-13. Right side pass to get it over there to Hansen. Hansen back up top to Fowler. Fowler over left side. The pass and the pump fake by Kleinmesser. Back up top. Fowler will have it. Fowler working out front. Man-to-man matchup defense here by the Spartans. Now they'll kick it out, work it around. Bauer has it, working against Rasmussen. The pull-up jumper just inside the arc. No good. It was short. The rebound right to Rasmussen.
Peyton Rasmussen doing a real good job defensively on T.J. Bauer.
15-13 Spartans lead over the Wolverines. Out front now. Anderson will go right side with it. Stop and kick it out to Hoffleen. Hoffleen back to Anderson. Anderson will dribble here to the left side now, get a screen and go all the way to the corner. Looking for some help, cuts it off to Hoffleen. He lost the handle on it and turns it over. Wolverines come back the other way, now reaching foul. Anderson tried to get in there and tap it away from Fowler, and he gets called for the reach in.
Second time up the floor that Fowler has made a quick move and made one of the Spartans reach in for the foul. Opportunity there for the Spartans to try to go low as the big guy Welch, the 6'7 center, was on the bench at the time, but he's back in the ball game now, so their opportunities down low are a little tougher.
He gets his quick breather. He's back in. Ursham back in as well. Fowler out front with the basketball up to the inbound. We'll throw it to Ursham right side. He'll get a screen, stop at the top of the key, pump fake, and give it over to Fowler. Fowler, pump fake, drives all the way to the rack. Layup blocked by Himmelberg. Comes out, though, off the glass to Ursham, and he'll keep it here for Nottoway Valley. Down low they get it. Welch, turnaround jumper with the right hand, rattles off, no good. About halfway down, team back out. A rebound to Himmelberg. Peyton Rasmussen will bring it up the floor. 2-point lead for the Spartans. 3 minutes left to go here, first half. Rasmussen, the right side dribble. We'll dump it off now to Himmelberg. He'll stop in the lane, fire it up, and it's short off the front of the rim. Up ahead now, they get the pass off to Fowler. Fowler on the run into the lane, stops and dumps it down low. And it's going to be a traveling violation first.
Anson might have got a call on the contact had he not traveled, but he got set by shuffling his feet to get to the block.
So Nottoway Valley turns it over, and now the Spartans win down against pressure. Anderson, they try to trap him, but they get it off to Himmelberg. Himmelberg picks up his dribble and off to Rasmussen now. Rasmussen across the timeline. Himmelberg getting tired, too. He's looking at the bench asking for some help because he's gassed out there right now. Up top, they go to Himmelberg. He'll turn, stop in lane, float one up. It's off the mark. Rebound taken down by Welsh. Welsh lost the handle on it, has to pass it off to Hersham. And Hersham will bring it up the floor. Hersham will dump it up top now here to Bowler. Bowler over right side. Pass to Bauer. Bauer dribbles, pump fakes, gets Rasmussen to fly by, and then the tough jumper hanging in the air.
Good move by T.J. Bauer.
That's a good basketball move right there. Pass across to Rasmussen on the inbound, and they'll bring it up as Nottoway Valley backs off on the pressure. And now we'll get a timeout here taken by the Spartans. It'll be a full timeout.
15 all is your score. 2:01 left to go here in the first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJ.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today. And Tanner's Fashions, now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from missy and petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats. Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adored.
Welcome back here after the timeout. And a quick jumper off of the inbound play as Dylan Parker stops and fires one up and parries it as he gets another bucket here for the Spartans. And now they're back out front by two, but listen quickly. It's Brad Bowler hitting the shot and getting the lead now here for Nottoway Valley as he hits the triple in the corner. And pulled up from the top and just buried that long triple. Now the Spartans in transition will dump it back outside as Himmelberg will have it here. And dump it off to Rasmussen. Rasmussen picks up his dribble and fires it over to Parker. Parker on the arc, back up top to Waymeyer. Waymeyer hangs on to it, looking for somebody to clear. Off to Parker. Parker will give it off to Himmelberg. Right at the free throw line extended. He'll turn and spin. They try to steal it from him. He kept the handle on it. Dumps it off to Waymeyer. Back outside to Parker. Free ball on the way. Dylan Parker stepping up in the moment. And gets the lead back to the Spartans at 20-18. Now a pass stolen. They try to dump it down low to Welch, and it's Waymeyer stepping in front and stealing that one.
Well, you can tell how important Zach Himmelberg is in this ballgame. He was begging to come out. Instead, Coach Doug Newton took a timeout to give him a breather because he wanted to keep him on the floor.
47 seconds left to go in the half. Spartans have the ball and a two-point lead at 20-18 here. Right side pass. It's Parker. He'll dribble out front, lob it now to Himmelberg. He went high to catch it. Now he'll fire up the 15-foot jumper off the glass. Too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Bauer. Up the floor with 30 seconds to go. They lob it down low. Welsh is there in transition on the block, and he gets the shot to roll home. Alex Welsh left all alone that time in transition, and it ties it up at 20 apiece. Now a lot of contact here as tunneling to the floor with Thompson, but the Spartans able to keep on to it. They get up the floor. Rasmussen kicks it off now to Hoffling, and they're going to call him for a traveling violation.
Oh, that's not a good call.
So the Spartans will turn it back over, and the Wolverines have it here on this near sideline, and they'll inbound and get it to Bowser. 10 seconds left to go in the half. It's all tied up at 20 apiece. Wolverines with a chance for a last shot here in the first half. Bowser crosses over, comes out top, now dribbles left side, stops on the block, and they're going to be differencing calls here. They're going to call a traveling violation against Bowser. Just 2/10 of a second left going on the clock, so nothing can happen here on this inbound. So they'll just do the formalities of inbounding the ball, and that'll be it here in the half. It's 20 apiece. We're all tied up here tonight at Southwest Community College in Creston. Spartans and the Wolverines tied at 20. We'll take a break, come back, and give you some numbers here at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing. featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 till noon. That's Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Service Master Clean of Southwest Iowa. Whatever your cleaning needs may be, they'll make sure your needs are met with quality service and customer satisfaction. For residential or commercial cleaning, contact Service Master Clean of Southwest Iowa today. And Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality healthcare close to home, providing a wide range of services, including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
Welcome back here to Southwest Community College here in Creston as we are at the halftime break here between the Xira EHK Spartans and the Nottoway Valley Wolverines, and we're all knotted up at 20 apiece, so we'll get a fresh start here in the second half. But boy, a fun first half of basketball. The Spartans got out to an early 13-8 lead at the end of the first quarter, but it was the Nottoway Valley rallying back, and then the team for trading the lead there down the stretch to the end of the first half, and now here we sit at 20 all. You know, you really, with these two teams, the way they like to run the ball, play up and down the floor, you really kind of looked into this thing expecting more of an offensive game, but quite frankly, it's the defenses that have really stepped up. Each team is very deliberate. It seems like both teams are very keen on how important every possession is up and down the floor in a tight ball game like this, and both teams are really stepping it up defensively. I'm really impressed certain kids are playing down low, especially. On the one hand, for Nottoway Valley, you've got Alex Wells. He's only got 4 first-half points, but he's saved a lot more than that on the defensive side because he's done a good job changing shots. How many times have we seen Preston Waymire get the ball down low in the block and look a second time, and then finally just dump it back outside because it's so difficult to get the ball around that big, long-arm 6'7 center. So it's been difficult there. On the other side, a really good job by Zach Himmelberg down low at 6'6". He's really the only man of size for Xira EHK, and he's having to do an awful lot down low. He stayed out of foul trouble here in the first half, but he has pulled down a lot of big rebounds. Neither team really getting a lot of second shots.
Yeah, they really aren't. Both teams are doing a pretty good job of cleaning that up. But, you can tell that the impact that those two guys really do have. You mentioned that inside presence by Welsh. The Spartans, they're taking so long on offense because they're trying to work it around and feed it into the post, but there's just not many looks down there once you get it there. You really got to be in a good spot when you catch the ball to get a good quick shot off before he's able to get there and be a factor. And most of the time that hasn't been the case. He's been right there, so that's been a big issue for him.
Yeah, it's one of those games where every player would like to have a little side view mirror or something so they can see what's going on behind them because there are people sneaking up from the backside, from the side. Lots of double teams coming from the backside help. It's really a fun ball game to watch. Two teams playing with a lot of intensity and really, as I said, valuing each possession up and down the floor. We haven't seen a whole lot of careless passes out here in this first half. Everybody's been trying to move their offense the way they usually would and be quick, but they're also trying to make sure that they're playing safe and deliberate with the passes as well. It's a good ball game so far. It's 2020 here at halftime, so we look forward to what we hope will be a great finish here tonight.
It should be a great ball game, and we've had a lot of good action up and down the floor here already tonight, and of course, a fresh start, as we mentioned here, to start this second half with teams tied at 20 apiece. We'll take another break here, come back and give you some of the numbers here from the first half of basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Carly Drug in Avoca features a total home health care plan and Carlton greeting cards. Look for the Bright CD Family Daily Cash Special also. That's Carly Drug in Avoca. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service, located at 513 Market Street in Audubon. Safeguard Business Systems with computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by at 414 Walnut in Atlantic.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here in Creston tonight. We're at Southwestern Community College here this evening.
where we could use about, maybe another 300-400 sets of bleachers, or at least another 300-400 seats worth of bleachers here tonight. We got an overflow crowd here to see. Ooh, somebody opened a door. It feels cool in here.
Yeah,
all of a sudden.
That felt good.
That really felt good. It's a hot son of a gun here tonight at Creston. It's a packed house here this evening, and I mean packed house. You couldn't fit two more people in here. They're overflow. They're up above in the commons area. That's a glassed-in area up above one of the baskets. A lot of folks, a few hundred probably sitting up there, would join the basketball game here tonight. But it's got to be a good one so far. Whether you're watching from the other room or watching from here in the bleachers, they're getting treated to a pretty good high school basketball matchup here tonight. Xira EHK got out to the quick lead. They're up 11-4 early, and then a couple of buckets. Brad Fowler hit a three, and some good play by the Wolverines got them back to within tied actually early in the second quarter at 13-13. Wolverines have led just once so far in the ball game. That was an 18-17. That was after a three-point bucket in the corner by Dan Ursham put them ahead by 1 point, but the Spartans answered right back. And we are tied at 20-20 here at halftime as these two teams get ready for what we hope will be a classic finish here in this one. This is for all the marbles. There's no tomorrow for one of these teams. You're playing right now for a trip to the Boys State Basketball Tournament. This is a Class 1A sub-state final. So the winner goes to state, and the loser has to turn in jerseys to, well, probably not tomorrow, probably Monday morning, they'll turn in their jerseys. So that's something nobody likes to do unless they're hoisting some hardware. And both of these teams are good quality basketball teams that deserve a shot at a state tournament berth. One of them will get the opportunity here after the game this evening. The two teams come back out onto the floor now as we get ready for second half basketball. Let's take a look at some of the numbers for you here tonight. For Nottoway Valley, they are led here in the first half by Brad Fowler. A couple of three-point baskets, and he leads them with 6 points here tonight. Also 4 points each for Alex Welsh, the 6'7 junior down low, and T.J. Bauer. 3 points tonight for Dan Ursham, two for Tim Hansen, and one for Zach Plymesser here in the ballgame tonight for Nottoway Valley. For the Spartans, they are led by the duo of Zach Himmelberg and Dylan Parker. Parker came off the bench tonight. He's got 7 points here in the first half. Himmelberg also with seven, all of his coming in the first quarter here this evening. And also Cale Hoffleen has a half dozen. He's sitting on six here at the intermission. Just those three players have put points on the board so far here tonight. Both teams have been to the line just one time, and they're both 1-for-2 from the free throw line here in this first half. No real foul issues to speak of. Spencer Smith of Xira EHK did pick up two in the first half, but nobody else for either team with more than one. So we're set up for a good second half of basketball where both teams can really play flat out.
Yeah, they really can. And you know, how about for the Spartans? A couple of guys really stepping up there and filling the void, scoring the basketball some with Hoffleen and Parker. Hoffleen averages only 4 points a ball game, typically a Parker five. So they're already doing their part here tonight to help out the cause and really filling that to where the Spartans needed it there in that first half.
You bet. So we're set up for a good second half of basketball. We're glad you're joining us here tonight, whether you're joining us on the radio or on the web. We're glad to have you here tonight from Southwestern Community College in Creston. 20-20, Xira EHK, Nottoway Valley, all square here at halftime. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your second half of basketball for you here tonight at this 1A Boys Substate Championship game. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Cullen and Associates, visit with Tammy Cullen for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements and annuities, along with farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen and Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic offers garbage pickup service and a flexible schedule to meet your needs. If you have a large family or business that requires more than once a week pickup, they'll work with you. Call Cook Sanitation today at 243-1705. Cass Incorporated. We've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated. Enriching lives every day.
Jim Beal, Chris Marks back with you here in Creston. We're at Southwestern Community College tonight, ready for second half basketball. The Wolverines will start the second half with Dan Ursham, Brad Fowler, Kyle Thompson, T.J. Bauer, and Alex Welsh. They're starting five. For the Spartans, they'll start with Spencer Smith, Dayton Rasmussen, Cale Hoffleen, Zach Himmelberg, and Preston Waymire. They're starting five as well. as we are ready to go. Spartans basketball to start this third quarter as they will inbound here at center court. 20-20, all even as we go to this third quarter of play. Smith will inbound the basketball here at center court as we wait for the crowd to shuffle back in. They probably went out to cool down. So we start this second half of the backcourt with the basketball of Rasmussen. He'll fire it up ahead here to Smith, and they'll try to break pressure, and he does, across to Rasmussen into the front court. Pressure out front now as the Wolverines really try to pressure the basketball out top. Now Himmelberg with it, left side of the lane. He'll bring it back out and leave it for Dayton Rasmussen. Rasmussen off the dribble. Left side it goes to Hoff, lean into the corner, now to Waymire. Waymire, the bounce feed down low. Himmelberg hesitates. Banker high off the glass. No good. Rebound on the floor. Himmelberg has it in the lane. The banker, no good. Got it again. Puts it back up. He's blocked and fouled. Zach Himmelberg with not one, not two, but three tries at the rack that time. And the foul whistled on Alex Welsh. That'll be his second. So the ball at the free throw line as Zach Himmelberg will get a chance to shoot two. First one is good. That breaks the tie. Himmelberg will have one more free throw try coming. And the second one is also good. It rattled around and fell through. So we're at 22-20 now. Spartans have the lead. Up the floor, Wolverines. Bowler out top. Left side, Bauer. Into the wing now. It goes to Hersham. Hersham off the dribble. Back out top it comes. Bowler, Thompson, long three. Won't take it now. He'll pull it back down. Hersham looking low. Now they dump it across the right side to Bowler. Bowler out on the arc. Back out top to Thompson. Head fake. He'll drive the lane all the way to the rack. Shot blocked inside by Waymire. Picked off there by Himmelberg. Up the floor, Rasmussen. He'll run the floor. The layup try, no good. Rebound put back up, no good by Smith. And the ball rebounded by Bowler. Two chances on the clear. No point. Thompson front court for the Wolverines. The pull-up good from the right side. Kyle Thompson, his first basket of the game. A little 15-footer makes it 22-all. Rasmussen backcourt, pressured by the Wolverines. Now Hoff lean to the front side. Into the corner it goes. Waymire back out top. Ooh, dangerous pass across the defense. Smith, as everybody comes flying by, gets it to Rasmussen. Rasmussen now right side, Hoff lean. Hoff lean looking low. Leaves it back out top now for Waymire. Preston Waymire, they screen low for Himmelberg. They get it to him on the block. He goes right to the rack. Shot blocked on the backside by Welsh. And the loose ball picked up by the Wolverines. Bowler to the front court. Right side key, Thompson, back out top, Bowler, down low, Welsh in the lane, the banker off the back of the iron, and it bounces through. Alex Welsh gets it to dance in, and it's 24-22, second lead of the game. Now it's Steele, and going right back. They tried to get it inside to Bowler, but Rasmussen was there to take it back away. Wolverine steal it, Spartan steal it right back. Front court now, Smith. His pass tip, Himmelberg, left side, Hoff lean, open. He drives and he's fouled. Nice head fake, Bauer. He was out top trying to help defensively there, and he tried to get back quickly, and he came flying over the top of Hoff lean. Nice job by Cale Hoff lean to get the foul call. That's the second on Bauer, the second team foul against the Wolverines. Rasmussen to inbound now. Smith, right left side, out top to Hoff lean. Hoff lean, left side, Smith. Smith out off the arc. Bounce feed out top, Waymire. Right side, open, Hoff lean. Head fake. Now he'll jump it up from 12. No good. Rebound inside to Thompson for the Wolverines. Ottawa Valley up by 2, 24-22. Up front now it goes to Bowler. Top of the circle. Head fake to drive. Into the lane. Bounce pass low. Knocked away, stolen by Rasmussen. A lot of hands in there as they tried to go low to the tall kid. That's usually not a good combination down inside. Front court now, Rasmussen has it for the Spartans across left side, Smith. Spencer Smith, they're desperately trying to find Himmelberg down on the block. And now they get it to him in the lane. He goes right at Welsh, the head fake, the step across, the shot tip, rebound inside Hoff lean, stripped away. Now the ball picked up by Waymire, his shot blocked by Welsh, and it's picked up by Smith. Now Himmelberg, top of the circle. Himmelberg, right side to Hoff lean. Hoff lean outside, back to Himmelberg. Head fake, gets around. Into the lane, steps across. Now outside it goes. Rasmussen steps out. The 15-footer rings out, no good. And we get a foul over the back. I believe that's going to be Zach Himmelberg down low, going up and over the top. And it will. That will be his second. Boy, as active as both of these teams have been, it's amazing we don't have more fouls called here tonight. Yeah. The game's been officiated in a way that really allows for good flow.
and the guys have been playing really smart basketball. You know, that was just another example, a great head fake to get yourself open for a shot. Just didn't go down for Athelson.
Fowler up the floor now. Hersham here left side. A lob from the corner is no good. Long rebound, though. Nobody home. Thompson picks it up off the floor. Outside Fowler. Now Hersham again, top of the circle. Dylan Parker checked in, by the way, during that last break. Now Bauer going to drive, and an offensive foul. Wehmeyer stepped in down low and took the charge, and Jay Bauer went down pretty hard. That's his third foul, and he's a little slow getting up. He tried to splash to the basket, got called for the charge, and the ball turns over. 4:14 left in the third quarter. Not a lot of scoring, but a whole lot of action. 24-22 Wolverines. Smith off the inbound with it now as he looks and feeds it across in the backcourt. Wolverines try to trap everywhere in the backside now. Smith, Rasmussen. Now Rasmussen will get it across.
And
it,
what?
Oh, wow.
Oh, they whistled a 10-second violation. Well, that was a very quick call.
Spartans seem to have a lot of time left as they walked it across the timeline. Doug hit it immediately off the bench, but it's not going to matter. He's not going to change their mind. Fowler now off the inbound, into the lane, on the drive, the floater, one hand, no good. Rebound gets his own, out to Thompson. He'll try the three, no good. Rebound to the corner, and they can't save it. They bang into one another as Alex Welch runs into Kyle Thompson. They kind of bark at each other for getting each other's way. It ends up out of bounds and turn it over.
You can tell the pressure's running high on these guys out there. They're getting a little chippy and intense out there. A
lot of intensity here tonight as the Spartans inbound. And Thompson slaps the ball out of Dylan Parker's hand, so it'll belong to the Spartans. 3:51 left to go here in the third quarter. 24-22. Spartans trail. They have the ball. Front court now. Himmelberg breaks the pressure. Into the left corner, Wehmeyer. Outside Himmelberg. Now Spencer Smith with a basketball. How high? And he'll start forward now. Gets a double screen. He chooses to go left. Mouse pass is kicked. It'll stay with the Spartans. Tried to bounce it low on the block. They were posting Dayton Rasmussen that time. And now we're going to have a substitution up off the bench. Coming in for the Wolverines will be Zach Kleinesser. It'll be Hersham checking out. Boy, the defense of both of these teams has just been superb. Bounce pass inside. Smith with it out on the arc. He'll dump it out top. High arc with it. Wehmeyer off here near side. Parker. He'll drive the lane. The kick across to Smith. Spencer Smith back to Dylan Parker. He's open. Here comes the three from the right wing. It's off the mark. Rebounded, though, inside. It comes right to Zach Himmelberg, and he banks it home. And we're all square at 24 apiece. Up the floor come the Wolverines now. 3:10 left in the third quarter. Right side wing with it. The head fake Thompson. Out top Fowler. He elevates for the three, and it's good. Brad Fowler knocks down his third triple of the night. 27-24 now in favor of the Wolverines. Up the floor, Rasmussen breaks the pressure. Into the lane. Struggles with it. Gets it out. Parker on the wing, left side now. Looks for Himmelberg out top. And flashing by and knocking the ball away. The Wolverine says Thompson got it. He's on the floor. He asks for timeout. Well, they'll keep the possession. 27-24. Wolverines lead it. 2:46 left in the third. We'll take a break. And listen, high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wesley Heritage House, located at 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, offers independent and assisted living apartments, a health center, and memory support wing. When it comes to senior health and lifestyle, or if you'd like more information, give Wesley Heritage House a call at 712-243-1850. Certified Auto Repair at 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Owner Corey Knutson provides quality work in all areas of automotive repair. Give Corey a call today at 243-1392. Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira.
Jim Neal, Chris Parks back with you here in Crescent at Southwestern Community College. 27-24, Nottoway Valley leading Exira EHK in this boys 1A sub-state final. As the Wolverines have the ball back out of the timeout, Hersham lobs it down low. Inside it goes to Alex Welch, and he banks one up and in. 29-24 now in favor of the Wolverines. Spartans backcourt struggling with the pressure. The bounce across Rasmussen fires it ahead and out of Parker. Parker up the right side. Baseline, it goes to Wehmeyer. He'll jump it up. And in and out. And back in again. In and out. It rattled off the rim and kicks back in. Preston Wehmeyer now makes it 29-26.
up the floor quickly, right corner for three, and it's good. Zach Kleinmeister buries the triple from the far right corner, 32-26, biggest lead of the game now tonight for the Wolverines. Up the floor, the Spartans break pressure. Parker, Himmelberg right side. He drives, stops, and kicks it back out. Parker out top, now to Dayton Rasmussen. Rasmussen outside, guarded by Bowdler. Looks for help. Left side it goes. Waymire way out top. Preston Waymire looking inside. Now out it goes on the wing. Smith posting now as Rasmussen. He goes to the rack. His shot blocked. Coming down on the help defense was Alex Welsh to block the shot. They're trying to post Rasmussen low and get Welsh out of it, but he comes back to help. Now the Spartans will inbound. Smith with it left side. Out top it comes to Parker. Minute 30 left to go in the third quarter. 6-point lead for the Wolverines. Himmelberg, baseline right, left side. He'll jump one up over the top of Welsh in here. Himmelberg knocks one down. 32-28. Wolverines with the lead in the ball. Front court now. Bowdler out top with it. He comes left side. Off the dribble drive, Ersham into the lane. The fall away up and good. Ersham elevates off the dribble, knocks it down. It's 34-28. Wolverines by six. Spartans across the top. Oh, and they throw it away. Across the timeline, they got it as Himmelberg tried to bounce it up ahead to Smith, and it went right through his hands out of bounds. Back into the ballgame now, Tim Hansen for the Wolverines. It'll be Wolverine basketball up by six, under a minute, 55 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Left side on the arc. Ersham off the drive. Elevates from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes long. Picked up by Kleinmeister. Underneath to Hansen. His shot no good. Welsh the rebound. His shot blocked from behind. Got it back. The wraparound won't go. And now it's going to be Rasmussen over the back on the rebound. Dayton Rasmussen picks up the foul coming over the top. That'll be his first. Just the second team foul against the Spartans here in the second half.
A lot of point-blank opportunities, and it's hard not to get that foul when the ball seems tapped around that long.
Bowler off the inbound right side for the Wolverines. Gets the screen. Lost the ball, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Spencer Smith.
That's a great hustle by Smith. He almost got it off of Bowler's hands out of bounds.
Wolverines keep a lead by six. 30 seconds left to play here in this first half as Bowler out to the center circle now, and they may hang on for the last opportunity here. Bowler near center court, dribbling away time. We're down now to 20 seconds. Bowler top, now comes left side. 15 seconds left, he'll get a screen and start forward. And we've got a blocking foul called outside as Waymire came out, tried to cut him off. That'll be the first on Waymire. 13 foul, make that see, yeah, 13 foul against the Spartans. 13 seconds now left to play in this third quarter. Wolverines inbound, Bowler out top, guarded by Smith. Down to 9 seconds. They get it outside of Ersham. Ersham off the dribble. Lobs it all the way across the right side. From the corner, the three ball. Good again by Kleinmeister. And that's going to do it here in this third quarter. Biggest lead of the night for the Wolverines. 45-34 as they've upped the advantage now. That's not right.
No, they got the scoreboard all wrong.
Yeah, they got the scoreboard all messed up right now. Wolverines have the lead. They should be leading by 9 here at intermission. We're back with the fourth quarter in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. That's Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. ServiceMaster Clean of Southwest Iowa. Whatever your cleaning needs may be, they'll make sure your needs are met with quality service and customer satisfaction. For residential or commercial cleaning, contact ServiceMaster Clean of Southwest Iowa today. And Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home, providing a wide range of services including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
Welcome back here at Southwest Community College here in Creston as at the end of three quarters, it's a 37-28 lead here for Nottoway Valley over Exira EHK. The Wolverines start with the basketball here in the fourth quarter. A pull-up jumper contested is knocked down by Ersham to get things started. Biggest lead now here for the Wolverines as they send it out to 11 points, a 39-28. Spartans now trying to get something going here as Spencer Smith will run the offense here out top. Smith
will hang on to it. And now send it over left side to Parker. Parker will get it up top to Himmelberg. A three-pointer from Himmelberg on the way, and he hits it. He doesn't take many, but he has knocked down a few this year, and he knocked down one right there. And it's 39-31. Barton's back within eight. Out front, Thursham trying to swing open. He'll throw it over right side. Fowler, the pump fake and the dribble drive. Kick it out. Flymesser back up top now goes to Hersham. Hersham hangs on to it out front. Gets the screen from Welsh. We'll turn and dump it back to Welsh on the arc. Across to Bowler. Pump fake and a drive to the left side. Pulls up. Baseline jumper off balance. No good. Rebound by Himmelberg. Good defense by the Spartans that time. And now Spencer Smith will bring it up here across. Smith with 6:39 left to go. It's Spartans trail here, 39-31. Down on the baseline, Himmelberg, the pump fake. Has it, now gets it back outside to Parker. Parker will drive here to the right side. Nice pass down low to Hoff. Lean in traffic, a little scoop hook, no good. And the rebound batted around and knocked away and pulled down by Tim Hansen. Hansen gets the board here for the Wolverines. Now they'll push it up the floor. Flymesser down low to Welsh. Had room. They blocked it from behind by Himmelberg, and then he traveled with it. Great job by Himmelberg to recover from behind and get a clean hand on the basketball.
Boy, was that ever. He did a great job of just measuring his opportunity and not committing the foul.
And now we'll have the inbound here for the Spartans as they wait for Himmelberg to come back to inbound it. Pressure put on here by the Wolverines. Inbound will come here, and they'll get it into Smith. Smith will lob it over to Dayton Rasmussen. 6:09 left to go here in the contest. Trip to the state tournament on the line here. Out front, Rasmussen over left side to Smith. Spencer Smith will get a screen. Dribble is now dump it off to Himmelberg. Baseline working against Welsh. Will go baseline. Wraparound layup. Rolls off the rim. Partially tapped there by Welsh to adjust the shot. And the Wolverines have it. Up the floor. Bowler into the lane. Will scoop it across Welsh. On the block. Jumper was short. Rebound by Fowler. His wraparound layup putback is good. Went up over the head from behind that time to get that one. Now the Spartans struggle to inbound, but they're able to corral it as Smith will cross over and get it into the front court. Running right side into the corner, Hoff Lee in the pump fake. Now he'll kick it back outside to Smith, and they'll settle back down. 10 points is the lead here for the Wolverines, and now a timeout coming from the Spartan bench, and it's going to be a full timeout. 5:25 left to go, 41-31. Nottoway Valley with the lead over Xyra EHK. We'll take a break to listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call at 781-2374 for free estimates on siding, replacement windows and doors, trim and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs. Visit with them for all of your insurance needs. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for over 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus all of your petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, and Al at Bridgewater Oil today.
And back here after the timeout here as the Spartans took a break. And now we'll inbound it back here in the backcourt to Spencer Smith. Smith will have it here out front. Working up top. We'll send it over right side. Tough pass. Rasmussen able to hang on to it. Bowler almost stole it. Now they try to reach in, and they do poke it away from Rasmussen. He lost the handle, and they steal it. Hersham came up with the ball. He'll dump it off to Bowler on the run up the floor. Over to Flymesser. Now to Bowler inside the well. She'll turn around and post up. They hit him from behind, and he kind of a weird situation where he felt like he was going to have some weight distributed in a different spot, so he ends up falling down and turns the ball over on the travel. So they get it now here. The Spartans will have the basketball once again as they make the defensive play. Inbound, and Rasmussen will bring it up here across. Rasmussen out front with the basketball here. He'll dribble over here to the right side and give it over to Smith. Smith off to Himmelberg. Himmelberg now right side over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen will drive, pull up baseline. Shot partially blocked by Welsh. Rasmussen got it back, wrapped around, put back no good. Rebound by Hersham. Up the floor on the run out. Flymesser, layup good. Smith tried to get back but couldn't quite get there. The transition bucket there that time
for Nottoway Valley, and they lead it 43-31. A 12-point lead right now here for the Wolverines. And a baseline move, a high shot. Nice job by Himmelberg to adjust the shot high off the glass, so Welsh couldn't block it. Back to a 10-point game at 43-33. Fowler out front with the basketball. We'll dribble here and give it over left side to Ursham. Ursham now will dump it off now to Welsh, back to Kleimesser. Now they go right side. Fowler with the basketball out front. Fowler will head fake. Hang on to it up top. Fowler will go to the right corner. He'll dribble baseline all the way to the rack, and a hard foul by Spencer Smith coming across to try to block it. Got a lot of body on him. And Spencer Smith will pick up the foul. That'll be the fourth team foul now here against the Spartans here in this half, and that's the third foul against Spencer Smith. Fowler at the line here for a pair of free throws, and the first one is no good off the back of the iron. Waymire back off the bench. Toffleen's going to check out now here for the Spartans. 10-point lead for Nottoway Valley, 43-33. The Spartan rally is going to have to start real quick here if they have designs of getting back in the ball game. Down 10, but the way they play defense for Nottoway Valley, it's going to be tough. Second free throw was good by Fowler, but back out to an 11-point margin. 44-33. Up across, and a two-tall pass. Smith got in some trouble and wanted to throw it over to Rasmussen. He lobbed it too high, and it goes out of bounds, and the Spartans turn it over again. Got to value every possession here down the stretch, and Wolverines have it back now. They'll throw it over right side to Bauer. He tries to go baseline, pull-up jumper, short. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. It was touched by Welsh last. It'll be a Spartan basketball. Bell inbound here is Zach Himmelberg.
Oh, they called a foul. Oh, really? I thought they were just tapping it out of bounds, but they're going to call Welsh for his third foul.
Okay. So Welsh picks up his third. That's 14 fouls now against the Wanaway Valley, and now the Spartans almost lose it again up the floor, but it goes off to the foot of the Wolverine as Fowler kicked that one, and it goes out of bounds. Spartans have it now. Here is Himmelberg will inbound against the pressure, get it into Rasmussen in the backcourt, and he'll come across. They try to trap him. He lobs it up to Himmelberg. Himmelberg will pick up now his dribble, crossover, go all the way to the rack, layup no good. Rebound Waymire underneath. He's in traffic. He'll just dribble it out of there. Throwing a crossover to Spencer Smith. He's able to corral it off to Himmelberg. A quick move, a spin, up with his layup, and no good. Going to call a foul here, though, against Welsh. And we'll go to the line here to shoot two.
Should be on Ursham, because they're going to call that foul. I thought it was Welsh, too, but
they ended up getting Ursham for the foul. So he picks up his first. He came from behind on the help defense there. Five team fouls now against the Wolverines, and the first free throw is good by Zach Himmelberg. Himmelberg got all but 2 points in the second half for the Spartans. We've got all the points so far here in this fourth quarter. Now a shot missed, but Rasmussen almost got in there and stole it away as Welsh tried to pass it off. He knocked it away, but it was corralled once again by Bowler. Wolverine keep at top here, 2:51, and they're going to look to spread the court into the four corners to use as much time as they can. Bowler gets into the lane. We'll kick it back outside to Ursham. Now back to Bowler. They're really going to work clock here. Dribble Fowler. He'll just curl back out, find somebody up top to get rid of it to. And he gets it to Ursham and right back to Fowler. Spartans might have to start thinking about fouling. And they're going to toss it over to Ursham. Ursham will throw it over. Now they go left side here to Fowler. 2:22 left to go in the game. It's a 10-point game. Fowler going to drive. Scoops around, and we're going to have a foul now. And the foul is going to be whistled here against Spencer Smith reaching around. That'll be his fourth. That is now the 15th foul here against the Spartans. Waymire's out. Cole Anderson back in, bringing the shooter back out onto the floor. Inbound pass will come now to Fowler. He'll try to drive baseline. Curls around. Welsh is wide open, and he'll stuff it home. Not much of a dunk, but it got the job done, and it's 46-34. Up the floor now. Right side, they'll dump it to Himmelberg inside. He pump fakes, goes to the rack, head fake, get around Welsh. Left hand hook is good, and the foul call. Great patience by Himmelberg. The foul whistled against Welsh will be his third now.
His fourth, or fourth.
Yeah, that will be his fourth. So he's the first one in big trouble here. So Spencer Smith has four as well on the other side for the Spartans. Himmelberg will try to complete the three-point play.
And it's off the back of the iron, rattles out, no good. Can't complete it, and now the Wolverines have it. It's a 10-point game here again, 46-36, with 1:53 left to go. Anderson will reach in. They're trying to foul there against Fowler. He's going to dribble in, dump it off to Welch, layup good. Threw the traffic and then gave it off to Welch, cutting to the basket. 48-36, Wolverines lead up on the run. Anderson will go in there. Scoop shot, layup good. Good awareness by Anderson to keep it low so Welch couldn't get to it. 48-38, now a foul in the backcourt here as they inbound. Wolverines get it to Fowler, and a reach-in foul is going to be whistled here as they're going to whistle it against Anderson. And Cole Anderson will pick up his second foul. And now it's the 16th foul here against the Spartans. Inbound it to Fowler in the backcourt. Anderson really reaching again. Fowler gets away from that pressure. Rasmussen staying tight on him. Bounce pass down the left side. Missed shot, though, as they try to go up high. Welch went too high and then kind of blocked himself on the rim in the glass. Too low with the shot. Rasmussen now will give it up here to Parker and get it right back. 1:11 left to go. Spartans need to do something quick here. Down 10. Over across to Himmelberg. He'll drive in. Dump it out. Spencer Smith for three in the corner. It's good. That's a big shot there by Spencer Smith to keep the Spartans alive. And a timeout here on the floor by the Spartans. 1 minute left to go. 48-41. A 7-point game. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Adair Auto Supply, your local Napa jobber in Adair. See them for all your automotive parts and needs, or when you need filters, hydraulic hoses, and tractor filters. Visit Adair Auto Supply today at 303 Audubon in Adair, or give them a call at 641-742-3616. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company providing wide-area calling to Anita and Messina. Voicemail, 800 toll calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Chris today at 712-774-2221. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
As Nottoway Valley has the ball here with the lead, and then a quick foul as they foul Flymesser. And he'll walk to the other end now and shoot the 1-1. That's a 17 foul. 57 seconds left in the game. And it's a 7-point lead right now here for the Wolverines, 48-41. Cole Anderson committed that foul. They're going to try to lengthen the game as best they can. They're back within seven. They've been down by as many as a dozen. At the line, the front end is missed by Flymesser, rebounded by Himmelberg. Up the floor they run. Rasmussen has it out top. Rasmussen gets a screen from Himmelberg. We'll dump it back to Himmelberg. He'll pump fake on the three, dribble, and dump it in the corner to Parker. Parker, he doesn't have a look at it. Drives, elevates for a jumper off the glass. It's no good. Fowler the rebound, and now they get it over to Fowler. 37 seconds and a foul whistled as Anderson once again, I believe, be the one to pick it up. And he is the one that picks up the foul, so that'll be number four on Cole Anderson. We'll go to the other end here to shoot the 1-1 again, this time Fowler at the line.
Yeah, just in the bonus. That's important to this, not to the double bonus yet. So it really does give the Spartans an opportunity here. But the Wolverines, if they make these free throws, are going to make it real tough.
Waymeyer checked back in for the Spartans as Anderson came out. Well, he missed the last time on the front end. Fowler trying to complete it here this time. The front end of the 1-1 is good. So Fowler knocks down the free throw. Sends it back out to an 8-point game, 49-41, 37 seconds left. Wolverines lead the Spartans. And the second one rims off no good. Rebounded by Waymeyer. Smith will run it up the floor. Spartans seem to work in a hurry. Smith gets a screen here, goes right side. We'll dump it off to Waymeyer. Waymeyer a pump fake and a dribble drive all the way to the rack. No call, a lot of contact. The ball's poked out. Rasmussen tries to save it, but it's going to go out of bounds off of his hand to the Wolverines. And things are looking really grim now here for the Spartans. They used too much time that time not to even get a good look at a shot. Didn't look for the shot right away. They may have coughed in the inbound here in the backcourt to Fowler, and he'll walk it up the front, and they are going to back off. The Spartans are going to give them credit here.
No more fouls. They're just going to back off, and that will be the end of it.
So the Nottoway Valley Wolverines defeat the Xyra EHK Spartans here as our final score as the buzzer sounds is 49
40-41. Wolverines get the victory, and they move on to the state tournament. The Spartans will end their season at 22-2. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The insurance store with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, Tammy, or Bob at the insurance store today. And good luck, athletes, in all of your sporting events. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. Give them a call today at 243-1833. And by Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawns. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
Welcome back here to Southwest Community College here in Creston as we wrap up our contest here tonight in this Class 1A Substate Final as the Nottoway Valley Wolverines pick up the victory tonight 49-41 over the Exira EHK Spartans. And the Wolverines there were able to have a nice third quarter, outscoring the Spartans 17-8 in that third quarter, and it was really a key spark. And, Exira was EHK was just trying to battle back from there on out, and they really just couldn't close the gap down the stretch.
Well, just not enough help for Zach Himmelberg tonight, and that's kind of been the worry with Exira EHK as they got deeper into the tournament, is who else is going to step up? They've had other guys perform for them and put points on the board, but they just couldn't seem to find that outside shot tonight. Just three three-pointers in the ball game this evening for Exira EHK. One of those came from Himmelberg himself. It's just not enough outside help. On the other side, Nottoway Valley, they were able to spread the score sheet around quite a bit. And, they got not a lot of threes, but key threes at important times. Brad Bowler, a couple in the first half, one in the third quarter. Zach Kleimesser off the bench with a couple of key threes in the third quarter. Just enough to spark that run. You just had a feeling when Nottoway Valley took a lead at 24-22. And then they were able to stretch that out at 32-26 to a half a dozen. And six was a big lead tonight. Let's face it, 6 points. That was a lot of points to have an advantage. And they were able to build it up to a dozen at 48-36. Was the last time they had a 12-point lead. Spartans were able to whittle that down to 7 at 48-41 before the final of 49-41. But, just too much of them, too many people for Nottoway Valley tonight for the Spartans to be able to handle. It was a good ball game by both teams, but Nottoway Valley really showed that they're a solid quality, a team with a lot of different parts to it.
Yeah, there's a team with a lot of different parts and you can tell a well-disciplined team. They do a lot of things right. They help each other out a lot. Defensively, they did a great job of assisting each other and of making things very difficult for the Spartans inside to try to pick up a victory here tonight just because they couldn't get to the rack and make those easy shots underneath because, well, a lot of credit goes to Alex Welsh because he's a guy that's just so long and so gifted inside it. He could block a lot of shots and adjust a lot of shots. And, they're a team that have a lot of different weapons and, rightfully a team to earn their way onto the state tournament, that's for sure.
But, even though a great effort by both ball clubs to hold this Nottoway Valley team, which is typically a pretty high-scoring team, they have the ability to put a lot of points on the board. They did so during the regular season in a lot of games to hold them to 49 points. And on the other side, the Spartans, too, they have the ability during the regular season to put a lot of points up, too. And, to see these two teams battle and just to end up with, 50 points to the ball, or 100 points to the ball game tonight. I guess 90 points to the ball game tonight. Yeah, not even to 100 between the two. Just a good defensive effort. Shows you the kind of effort tonight. And as we mentioned up front, this place is packed. It is overflow tonight. It is hot in here. I mean hot. I'm sweating sitting up here doing the basketball game. Imagine the kids down on the floor. We saw a couple of times Himmelberg, for example, asking the bench for a timeout, but he's so important to them. They're asking him to come out of the game. He's so important to him, the coach, Doug Newton. It wasn't going to take him out. Okay, we'll call timeout. We'll give you 60 seconds to catch your breath, but you're going right back in again. We're not going to take you out.
Yeah,
that kind of effort.
Yeah, it just shows you, I guess, how hard both teams really had to work just because of the way they played against each other. And yeah, and then it's just a great atmosphere in here tonight. You love to see that kind of support for both teams in a packed house. But yeah, it's warm, and you knew they were getting winded, and it was early in the game that they got winded because they're, of course, moving up and down before quick play pacing teams, and they like to stay on each other very tight on the defensive end. And yeah, it's just a really hard fought ball game here tonight. It had to work for everything you got.
But again, just 21 points in the second half scored by the Spartans. Only 7 of those by somebody not named Himmelberg. And it's pretty tough when you don't have the extra help. There just wasn't anybody else who really was seemingly able to consistently step out and take that shot and hit those 3 balls. And, Dayton Rasmussen, the senior, he's going to look at this line at the end of the night and be real disappointed he didn't have a single point in the basketball game tonight. Played hard. And made a lot of good things happen defensively and moved the ball around offensively, but wasn't able to put any points on the board tonight. But again, credit Nottoway Valley for the defense, too, because they make the passing lane, because they are tall and long-armed, they make the passing lane difficult. And, you know, that's something that the casual basketball fan probably doesn't think much about. But when your offense is set up to do certain things and your players are supposed to be in certain areas, and all of a sudden you have to widen things out a little bit because of the wide arm, the long arms out front, it really does make a difference, and it really can throw you out of sync.
Well, and this might, you know, this may be something that sounds kind of funny to some people, but, you know, the fact that Xyra EHK is used to getting some steals, getting up and down the floor, getting some easy transition buckets, that helps them set their flow. They like to play that way and not always come down the floor and have to set up in a half-court set. They had to do that much more than they really wanted to here tonight or normally do. They didn't get those steals and those runouts, so it changes the whole complexion of how you feel the pace of a ball game goes, and yeah, it really affected them. They really had to work, and it's hard to find those spots when you're not always used to working that hard to find it.
Absolutely. Good basketball game between, again, 2 quality teams. Nottoway Valley will be a great representative for this area at the boys' Class 1A state basketball championships, because that's where they'll play next.
Yeah, they get to move on, you know, and great accomplishment there for Coach Burmeister and his team. A lot of great players out there, and, you know, congratulations to the Spartans on the great season that they had. And, you know, a lot of seniors that are disappointed they're not moving on, but, you know, a great accomplishment to have a season where you only have 2 losses. Not many teams around the state can say that, so got to feel really proud of what you're able to accomplish here on the year.
Run down some numbers here for you real quick in the basketball game for Nottoway Valley. They spread the ball around pretty well points-wise. 12 points for Alex Welsh down low in the post. If you're just a casual fan and not sitting here with stats in front of you, I bet you think that he had twice as many points as that, but a really good defensive effort down low on Welsh, too. He had to work hard for those points despite being the tallest player on the floor. 11 points for Brad Mouser, also 9 points for Zach Flymesser coming off the bench. Those are key points tonight for the Wolverines. Also, Dan Ersham finishes with 7, 6 for T.J. Bauer, and a couple each for Kyle Thompson and Tim Hansen tonight. On the other side for the Spartans, Zach Himmelberg with the big number. He had the game-high total of 21 tonight, but just not enough points from other players this evening for the Spartans. Dylan Parker off the bench with 7, 6 for Cale Hoffleen, also 3 points tonight for Spencer Smith, and 2 points each for Cole Anderson and Preston Waymeyer here this evening. Free throws really inconsequential tonight. 3 of 7 for the Wolverines, 4 of 7 for the Spartans. Neither team really went to the line that much. It seemed like the defense was played out front. And, you know, that's one of the things, too, Chris, I guess we didn't really bring up much during the second half, but Nottoway Valley pressured defensively a lot to begin with. But most of their pressure in the first half was coming right around center court or just across. They stretched that out quite a bit in the second half. Second half, they really tried to pressure the ball all the way back in the beginning of the backcourt where they were inbounding, and that seemed to really kind of throw Xyra EHK into a bit of a tizzy in the second half. They struggled a little bit more trying to get the ball up the floor with that added pressure, and that was really what helped them turn things in their direction and really move forward and get that lead and then hold that lead.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah, there was a few times where they came up all the way and were on the inbound pressure. So, yeah, that really changes how you feel about coming up the floor as well. So, yeah, that's a big factor that kind of changes the complexion as well. We do have some other scores to tell you about here, too, tonight from the whole Class 1A action here around the state. Another team that is from our listening area, Guthrie Center, they unfortunately end their season tonight as well. St. Mary out of Storm Lake wins that one 75-47, the final there. Also, it was Buffalo North Iowa Buffalo Center, a 55-40 winner over AGWSR tonight. IMS wins over Gladbrook Rhinebeck 55-39, and Danville was winners tonight over Wayne of Florida 68-38. And also just one score for you from Class 2A in so far to tell you about, and that's Roland Story over West Fork, 51-49.
All right, so state tournament bids being filled here tonight with teams posting victories in sub-state round action. Nottoway Valley, one of those teams, they're heading to state in Class 1A as they improve to 22-2, and they move on to the state tournament. Exira EHK finishes their year with a mark of 22-2 as well.
Yep, good ball game here tonight. Great atmosphere. I think great game that you like to see at the end of the season. And it's been a lot of fun here following these Spartans here throughout the season and all the teams here around the area as well.
You bet. And appreciate the help of both coaches, Doug Newt from the Spartans and also Daryl Burmeister, Nottoway Valley, with their help in helping us to get prepared for this. Both of these guys, I tell you what, these guys are both stat rats. They love stats. They spend a lot of time putting things together and stuff, and we appreciate all their help too.
So that will wrap up our ball game here tonight from Southwestern Community College here in Creston, as once again the final score, 49-41, Nottoway Valley beats Exira EHK. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, we'll have some Iowa men's basketball on the radio for you as the Iowa Hawkeyes look to continue their hot streak as they're on the road at Assembly Hall to take on Illinois. 4 o'clock will be the pregame, 5 o'clock kickoff for that one coming up here tomorrow night. So that wraps up our high school basketball coverage for you here tonight, and a good night from Creston.